No, no, no.
That sultry groove is brought to us by our friends at Alt Latino, Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garz. We check in with them regularly to see what's happening in the world of Latin alternative music, and they join me in the studio. Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Hey.
This is the first time we've talked in 2013. I understand you are both swimming in all kinds of new releases, new music, right?
It's amazing. I mean, we're so excited. Every week, we're having to, like, put a limit on how much music we could put in there because there's just... It's just a flood of stuff. It's a lot of fun right now.
A wealth of riches. Okay, Felix, what are we listening to right now?
This is a song called No, No, No. It's a cover of an old reggae hit by an artist by the name of Don Penn. This is a group called Candelaria, and they're sort of a roots, like a electronica roots cumbia group. They're very independent. I found the song because they sent it to me on email. Through our website. And they said, hey, check us out. And it's just an example for us about how there is so much great music at every level, whether you have a record label, whether you're doing it on your own like this, whether you have a very true indie spirit like this band. There's so much great music. I just fell in love with this track.
You guys be careful. All of a sudden, people are going to be emailing you. Your inboxes
are
going to be full.
We have a really symbiotic relationship with our listeners. I mean, they teach us as much as we explore with them.
Jasmine, I understand next up you brought a song from a band called Y La Bamba. The singer is originally from Mexico, right?
Yes, Lucelena Mendoza. She's originally from Mexico. And earlier, they had an album called Court the Storm, which I played that CD so much, it was full of scratches. I couldn't hear it anymore. And now they're coming up with an EP called Oh February. She's always had a great voice, but now it's legendary.
Let's take a listen.
Say what you want to say, say what you mean out loud.
Lovely. I also love the percussion right there.
It's wonderful.
They're a great, tight band. I saw them at South by Southwest last year, and they've played so much together. They're reading each other's minds, and the rhythm arrangements. I'm a drummer, so I'm always fascinated by what they do. The rhythm arrangements are, even live, are pretty complex and a lot of fun.
Okay, Jasmine, you brought another track. This time, a musician named Manu Chao. Am I saying that right?
Yes, Manu Chao is an icon all across Latin America and Spain. And here he's getting his classic song, Welcome to Tijuana, is getting remixed by Dominican DJ Freaky Phillips.
Okay, let's take a listen to that. Sufficiently freaky. So for those out there who aren't familiar with Manu Chao, what's different about this? What's super surprising about this remix?
Well, Manu Chao has a very rock, ska, Latin rock. He's really like one of the pioneers of Latin rock. But this is so much more like a club hit. It's remixed in a style known as trap music, which is southern hip-hop. It incorporates elements of house and crunk and dubstep, so it's much more dance floor than Manu Chao's stuff usually is.
Okay, and I understand, Felix, you're going to wrap us up. What do you have to finish us off today?
You know, Jasmine and I, we listen to a whole bunch of music. And, of course, we do Latin alternative for the show, but we're always talking about the different types of Latin music that we hear. And I brought in, I'm a big fan of Latin jazz, and I brought in a new album from a musician named Pete Escovedo, and he's sort of like an icon of Latin jazz and Latin rock out in the 70s, out in the West Coast. He's got a new album out called Live in Stern Grove, and I'm going to play a track called...
Stern Grove. Oh. I love Stern Grove.
Isn't it the best place?
It's the greatest place to see music. Yeah.
In the Redwoods, in the Bay Area, in San Francisco. It's a very popular concert venue. And this is a song called Solo 2, which he recorded years ago with his daughter, Sheila Escovedo. And she's featured on this cut as well.
Sheila Escovedo, also known as Sheila E.
Correct.
From Prince.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his
daughter.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That is so cool.
We've been trying to get her on as a guest DJ for a while now.
We're getting close.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you know, she's been playing with her dad's band since she was about 15 years old. She's an amazing hand drummer, congas, timbales, drum set. She's an amazing musician, and she started out playing with her dad's band, Azteca, back in the 70s. I saw her, God, it must have been 75 or so, out in Davis years ago with the band. And then she did a lot of studio work. She became well-known on her own, just doing percussion drum set with jazz fusion. And then later on, she became Sheila E., as she really hooked up with Prince and started playing music and just doing the whole funk thing.
Yeah.
And she still does the Sheila E. music, but also does more of a contemporary jazz sound as well, and then still plays with her dad, who I have... mad respectful.
Let's get both of them on. Can we bring both of them on?
We've been trying.
Sheila E., if you're out there, we want to talk to you with your dad. That was Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst from NPR's Alt Latino. It's an online show about Latin alternative music. And you can hear more about the songs they played today and more at npr.org/altlatino. Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thanks always for having a pleasure. Us. Thank you.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.